boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
One of my biggest fears came true on Friday night.
Public speaking?
Well, that is one of them, but not that. No, an unexpected guest knocking on my door.
Was your house a mess?
No.
Was your bra laying on the floor?
Well, yeah, but nobody came inside. Here's what happened. Friday night, we're sitting on the couch, me and Curly. We're watching You, and I've already told you that that show puts me on edge a little bit because it's creepy.
I'm surprised you're not done with that yet.
No, we're on season 4 update, by the way. So yeah, we're just sitting relaxing. It's 10 o'clock at night. It's dark out. There's not a lot of movement where we live because it's a newer development. So you can imagine the way that my heart dropped to my butt when somebody starts knocking on the door at 10 p.m. and I look at Curly and he looks at me and I'm like, are you going to do something? Because I'm not. Like, who does that?
I'm too pretty to be murdered. How about you go first?
I was frozen. I'm not kidding. I was so scared. But luckily, our bedroom, there's a window that you can kind of like peek down and over and see who's lurking around. And I'm like, dude, there's like a guy standing on our front porch. Are you going to go talk to him? And he's like, no, I'm not. Who needs anything at 10 p.m.?
Just tell him your parents are in the shower. That's you always do.
What I should have done. But we waited until he walked away. And I go, what if he left something at the door? Like a note or something? Who knows? Maybe it's our neighbors. We share like a unit with them. Maybe it's them. And they need some milk or eggs. I go outside and there's a Ziploc bag with a note in it and 2 rocks, probably to keep it weighted down so it didn't blow away. Here's what it says. Hi, this is your neighbor. I live just down the street. I'm offering lawn mowing services in the neighborhood and wanted to see if you'd be interested in having your grass cut. My number is blank. Thank you. I had told you that our lawn was getting out of control, so I don't think that he was really offering.
I was going to say, is it really actually lawn services, or is it a scam? But if you're being honest that your lawn is out of control, then it really is a lawn service.
I think it was actually deserved that our lawn was so long and so weedy and so many dandelions. I don't know why we had to do this at 10 p.m. on a Friday, but luckily we got the lawn mowed. So
I think it's because that man probably was having a fight with his wife. Like, I can't stand that neighbor in their lawn. And she's like, well, then why don't you go over there and leave a note?
Probably.
And that's what happened.
I think we started the fight.
She was sick and tired of the fight every single night. So that's why.
Well, it's mowed now. But
by
maybe,
them?
No, we did it.
Oh.
Well, we currently did it.
It's the last weekend to go see Hairspray with Theater Cedar Rapids. And I have some questions about the cast.
Okay.
Here's the dealio. I was at the store this weekend, and the cashier had their water bottle out. And I was looking at all the stickers. You know, it's one of those water bottles. We got all the stickers on it.
Yeah.
And I'm a snoop. I want to read all your Snickers. Your stickers.
All right.
Your stickers. And I saw it actually on their water bottle. They had a Hairspray Theater Cedar Rapids sticker on it.
Okay.
And immediately I go, are you in the play? And they were like, yeah. Just a little bit. And I said, what do you mean a little bit? And they're like, oh, just a little bit. Here's my thing. I got a problem, but I've been in plays before. Mm-hmm. I was in middle school and not high school, but I was. And I would be like, mostly little bit. And I would just say, I'm backup singer.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm the tree in the background.
I only have one line. If you are in a little bit, you just say, oh, yeah, I only have one line. Or I just do the decorating of the, you know,
sets.
The sets. What does a little bit mean? I feel like this person was too humble.
Well, did you look them up?
No, I should have. Because here's the thing.
So we have no resolution.
Because I felt like they were too humble. I'm like, you're main character energy, aren't you? You were too humble. Oh, just a little bit. You're the main character, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
I now need to figure it out. I got to go to the play this weekend because I got to out, are you the main character? You can't just say just a little bit.
Maybe they're kind of disguised.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Maybe they like Hairspray. There's a lot of big hair. Maybe they have a big wig on and it doesn't really look like them.
I'm never going to know.
That's what I'm saying. They're saying just a little bit because they're like, you're not going to recognize me.
Well, now I'm doomed. I'm never going to know if they're the main character.
Well, go to Google.
All I need, all I need.
here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You know when you learn something about a song or somebody says something to you about a song and it ruins it for you?
Mm-hmm.
To the point that you can't listen to it the same?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do that for The Wobble, which you may know and love from anytime you've been to a middle school dance.
Yeah.
A wedding. There's like really no escaping this song, but I can't.
Or Z102.9 prom. We've always played it.
That's
at our
true.
Proms.
Hey, oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm about to ruin it for you.
Great.
Absolutely and completely, because I cannot unsee this. I saw a TikTok yesterday that has not gotten out of my brain since, of somebody saying, why does it sound like Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce sing The Wobble together? Now, I want to remind you what these two gentlemen sound like. So here is Patrick Mahomes.
I'm not going to say Dynasty yet. We're not done. Okay. So I'm not going to say Dynasty yet. I just want to shout out my teammates, man.
So very, very like groggy.
Yeah, like a little growl in there.
Yeah,
I like
specific
it.
Voice. Yeah. Okay, now let's hear Travis Kelce.
Is that after they won a Super Bowl?
Yep.
I
both
tell.
Of those are. Okay, so keep those voices in mind.
Okay.
People say the first part sounds like Patrick Mahomes, that really gravelly, I don't even know how to explain his voice, and that the chorus sounds like Travis Kelce. So here's The Wobble. Are you
sure? I've heard about the Patrick Mahomes in the beginning, but I didn't hear about the Travis Kelce
that sounds,
in the chorus. Have they confirmed?
No, and now people are like, oh my God, are they going to use this? They'd be so stupid not to use this for promotion. Although, I don't know, is Travis Kelce retiring? I don't know.
Hold on, I got to hear it one more time. Who sings Wobble? I don't even know who sings that song.
Is it VIC, I think? Or Vic? VIC, I think?
I wonder if that stands for something for them.
Well, and now I want you, your homework and your free time is to listen to the entire song, because it got ruined even more for me. I looked at the comments of this video that's viral, and somebody said that it sounds like Jason Kelce is doing the, yeah, yeah, get in the, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're welcome.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Neighbor man saw me on my phone over the weekend, and he thought I was cheating on him.
Well, I saw him in the flesh earlier, so you must have gotten over this.
Oh, we did. Real quick. You want to know what I was doing?
Not cheating. I know you would never risk that.
No, not with him. He's too good. I can't. I bet you could guess what was on my phone. And a heartbeat.
The Menards app. That's what I saw earlier.
That, you know what? That does signify some sort of cheating. She really did. I was showing her something on my phone. She goes, wait a minute. Do you have the Menards app on your phone?
I said, would question you over that. I did. I did question
you. I said,
you.
Don't ask questions. We're new home buyers. Of course I have the Menards app on my phone.
So if it's not that.
And it does not mean I'm cheating by having that app. I got to find men on the Menards app?
Maybe. I don't know.
They got a swiping feature on there.
They might. I don't have it. If it's
Menards,
not that, it. You're either emailing or you're chat GPTing.
That's what it is. I was chat GPTing. I was asking chat GPT a stupid, stupid, stupid question, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm just talking. You know what? You know me. I ask chat GPT questions like it's my girlfriend. Most of the time, I'm asking it questions like it's you.
No, I can attest to this because I walked over to your side of the table. What was it, last week?
Uh-huh.
I saw you typing to ChatGPT and I was like, oh my God, this is like, I'm a little sad for you.
I have like a whole conversation. I'm like, it's a bonding experience with me and ChatGPT. But I asked it a stupid question, okay? And he's like, what are you doing? Are you cheating on me? And I'm like, no. And he's like, well, what are you doing? And I'm like, nothing. I didn't want to show him it because I was so embarrassed by the question I asked ChatGPT. Eventually, he got a hold of my phone and he looked at it and I was like, I don't think I'm more embarrassed that I would be more embarrassed if you actually caught me cheating. I'm more embarrassed by the fact that you just saw the embarrassing question that I asked ChatGPT.
I mean, so are you, you have a full on relationship. So I was kind of like, are you cheating?
Is it cheating? I mean, I talked to her all day long. It's a girl though. I haven't named her yet, but we'll get there.
You know what people say. Once you name something, you're attached.
That's why I haven't named her yet, because I don't want to get to that point. Then I know we're in a relationship.
you're not helping your case.
I did it. I used ChatGPT to help me with a disagreement between me and neighbor man. He doesn't know this, though.
Okay. I want to go back to the cheating comment.
Because he thought I was cheating on him with ChatGPT.
Now you're involving her in your arguments.
Here's the thing. I honestly thought I would never, ever, ever use ChatGPT for something like this because I feel like it's a little bit of cheating. You need to, like, come to the conclusion, the resolution yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say it was nice having her to help me because she really, really did help me see his point of side. And then also reassuring me that I had a good side too, if that makes sense. So here, let me give you a point of the disagreement was so stupid, but here's the argument or disagreement that we had. He doesn't really like going to concerts. Okay.
Okay.
Not his thing. And honestly, we don't agree on music at all. His type of music, not my jam.
Yeah.
And he doesn't really like the type of stuff I like. So he is going to go see Post Malone with me. And he's doing that because he knows how much I love Post Malone. But after that, any other artist I've ever said to him, not his jam.
Okay.
For instance, I really want to go see Benson Boone. He announced that he's going on tour. And he was like, you got to find somebody else. I texted my sister. She's like, I don't even know who that is. And I was like, oh, God.
You guys.
Come on now.
What?
So I was like, come on, you're my only other option. Because I don't know who else to go with. And he said, no. So that's where the disagreement happened, okay? So we got into a little bit of a tiff. So I asked ChatGPT how we could, like, handle this tiff. And you know what? Here's what she said. I'll kind of sum it up for you. She said, you're asking for something that makes you happy and doesn't hurt him. It's not dangerous. It's not illegal. And it's not every week. You're not asking him to become a fan. And you just want him to be there. And it's something you love. And that's how you feel loved and supported. So that's how I feel loved and supported, is going to concerts and doing something like that, an activity, okay? On his side, he's being honest that concerts don't appeal to him at all, and it's just not that kind of thing. It's overstimulating. The music isn't his vibe. Even the crowd isn't his vibe. And honestly, dragging him that out that far seems pointless to him.
Mm-hmm.
So because I typed it all in. Like, what all he said to me, what all I said to him, and that was kind of it. She kind of went off and she's like, is anyone right or wrong? She said no. And then she kind of went into bullet points. She's like, you need to speak his language first. Offer a deal, not a demand. Find middle ground. This is what I loved about it. When she said find middle ground, she said, would you be open to going to one concert a year with me? Just one where I really care about the artist. I'll plan it so it's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
And so I offered that to him. Girl, he loved it. He's like, if I only have to go to one. Okay.
That's what I was going to say, is like, can you make it 1 year, every other year, whatever, however much time, and then what activity does he love that you hate that you could do?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
You come to a concert with me that you don't really care about, and I'll go on a hiking trip
camping. I forget that he doesn't get PTO at his job. So he's taking it completely unpaid for Post Malone 2 days. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I said to him, we'll only do 1 year, and if there is another one, it has to be a day, like a day that you don't have off, or you have off, so it requires no PTO, and it's not that far.
So and Benson Boone?
Benson Boone, unfortunately, would be time off, so we cannot go to Benson Boone. But you know what? I loved it. She helped. She's like a free therapist.
You know what? At least it wasn't a 11 p.m. call to me.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
It's a little humid out there.
Is it? I haven't been out in a while.
Oh, I haven't either, but I feel like I saw...
Oh, so were you asking?
I was genuinely asking you.
Girl.
Now I'm looking at my phone to see the percentage.
I've been locked away.
I feel like it's supposed to be getting more and more humid all this week. 34%. Yuck. Not fun when it's in the 80s, because then not only are you sweaty, you are sticky and icky. And I feel like we got a taste of that this weekend. Even just running around doing errands. I don't know how much you left your house, but oh my God, my thighs were sticking to the seats in ways I don't want to mention.
Over it. Yeah. No, I ran errands Saturday and grocery shopping, and then Sunday it was finish the shed that we're...
This shed still
building. It's still not done.
Mm-hmm.
And then I mowed the lawn, but I waited until like 7:45 last night to mow the lawn, and I didn't finish it. So neighbor man had to finish it this morning. But I left him all the bad stuff, like the hills. I was like, I'm not doing that.
Okay. Because of this shed taking forever, can you host a grand opening? You need to have a ribbon cutting for this stupid thing. I'm not kidding. I've had enough, and I haven't had to do any of it.
That grand opening of Destiny's Shed. Who would come? I'll do the ribbon cutting. I call. I want a big scissors. The big scissors. It's usually the mayor.
You didn't do anything.
I don't care. Except I'm not letting him do it. I want to do it. It's usually the coolest person gets the scissors, okay? Uh-huh. And that's usually the mayor, right? Mm-hmm. And I get he's been done all the hard work, but I want to be the cool person in the room who gets the scissors.
I'm just saying.
He can give the speech. Let him give the speech, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let me do the scissors. I've always wanted to hold those scissors.
Well, this is something for you to discuss when you get home tonight. Maybe virtually.
You ain't coming,
you
are you?
You live so far away now. It's such a drive.
It's Marion.
Will you send me a video? How about that? I'll be there in spirit.
So a week from tomorrow, we get to go see Post Malone in Minneapolis. And I'm so freaking excited about this. I mean, it's not my first time seeing Post Malone. Definitely not going to be my last, at least I hope, right?
Yeah.
But I'm mostly excited about this because it is going to be Neighbor Man's first time seeing Post Malone. So I kind of want to go all out. I say this every time. And I want to make shirts for us. I mean, I have like, you know, 3-4 Post Malone shirts, right. But I want to make us shirts. And you know what's funny is that Neighbor Man already knows what he wants his Post Malone shirt to be.
Really? Because he's not a, I mean, you've said that he's like gotten into him a little bit, but
he's got like maybe two songs that are his favorite.
What's the vibe here?
Well, he really wants me to make with like my Cricut or something. Now I'm a beginner, so he's got to really keep it simple, stupid. But what he wants is me to, we've talked about this before. He really loves Wile E. Coyote.
Mm-hmm.
He really wants it to be Wile E. Coyote. And then we all know that Post Malone has the always tired underneath his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He wants Wile E. Coyote to say always hungry.
Why is he hungry? I don't know anything about Wile E. Coyote, but
I don't either. But I know that he's always like after the meat meat guy. Who's that? Who's the meat meat guy? Roadrunner. He's always after Roadrunner.
Okay.
So he really wants the always hungry.
Okay. So he's taking something that he likes and Post Malonifying it.
Exactly.
Okay. So before I'm able to help you, what if you... I went to one Post Malone concert with you and you went sexy lady. Because you were trying...
Girl, I was trying to get him.
We were close. We were real close to the stage. So you were like, if he sees me, I want him to be attracted to me.
And you know what? He is dating again.
Uh-huh.
So we could go sexy again.
What did you wear the first time? Did you wear Post Malone merch or did you just wear...
I was with you. It was sexy.
No, the other time you went to Post Malone, that was not with me.
Oh, the next time after that, it was... I went for like kind of a sunflower vibe.
Okay. I thought you hated that song.
I hate that song.
Okay, we're doing it. I'm learning a lot right now.
I wore sunglasses that were in the shape of sunflower, and then I wore like a yellow shirt.
Oh.
Again, which is funny because that's my least favorite song of his.
Okay, so with this DIY t-shirt, what is the goal?
Here's the goal. I want it to be unique.
Okay.
I want it to be kind of me, and it would be cool if it grabbed his or his dad's attention because I do... I would like to, you know, his dad follows me on Twitter. I would like to DM his dad and see if we could meet because I've always wanted to meet his dad.
Okay. Well, this could get awkward really
quick.
What? Well, if you wanted to attract him, we need to keep it dad appropriate.
Yeah, we don't want to be too weird.
Okay. I got to go back to the drawing board.
If you've ever thought to yourself, oh my God, that should be on a t-shirt, we want to hear from you because I need help with the t-shirt.
Not just any t-shirt.
No, I'm going to go see Post Malone next week, and I want the most perfect t-shirt so I stand out and maybe run away and marry Post Malone one day. I know, I'm in love with, like, Neighbor Man, and you know this, but, like, Post Malone's my other
option. The number one.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you have an idea, please call us at 319-200-1029 and let us know your genius idea. I will say, Loretta, our coworker, just busted in the door and said, you guys... Destiny's shirt should say, Posty is my hall pass. And the Neighbor Man's shirt, if he's willing to, you know, change it up a little bit, his could say, yes, please take her. I love this.
I think he would do that.
Oh my God.
That's
awesome. It's like the I'm with stupid shirts, but like way better. You know?
He would also wear an I'm with stupid shirt.
I think you really should write that down and keep it in mind because it's pretty funny.
I like that one a lot.
Okay. So I've been over here trying to think for you because I'm like, oh God. What do? You're obsessed with this man. So with my own brain and the combination of ChatGPT giving me some puns and stuff, here's what I came up with.
Okay.
First idea is, if lost, return to Post Malone. Fun, right? You get lost a lot.
I lose my keys. I lose myself every day. Yeah. I love this.
This one is kind of like that. And I feel like it's very trendy right now. And that would be, Post Malone is my emergency contact.
Yes.
I like that. Could be kind of fun.
Which is also funny because when people, like, you see those on TikTok, the emergency contact is usually someone who, like, should not.
Exactly. I think that's great. I think it's creative. Another one I have is, I'm the reason Post Malone wrote Wow. A little, I mean, that's confident. You'd have to have some confidence that day.
I love these. Okay, keep going.
I'd let Post Malone ruin my life, and then in smaller font, and my credit score. How about that?
I'd let him do both.
That's fun. Or you could put "and my credit score" on the back. That's a two-sider option.
I'd let him ruin everything.
Oh, deep cut here. My blood type is White Iverson.
Yes.
Kind of like that. Playing off the song. Now, my last two are quite unserious. Post Malone made me cancel my therapy because he is the healing. Okay.
Okay.
And then
I
think you'll like this last one. My parents said I'd never amount to anything. Now I'm here, stalking Post Malone in this shirt. How about that? I'd read that and be like,
amount to anything.
I think that you might like that one, maybe. I will be the first one to admit I get really awkward when I make like intense eye contact with a stranger. I don't know what it is. It feels very intimate. Okay. So when it happens, I'm always like, ooh, ooh. Am I being weird? Do I look weird? I feel weird. That happened to me this weekend at the car wash.
Who are you making eye contact in the car? Were you actually like in soapy sudsy part or like before you got in?
Here's the thing. It's specifically the car washes where you have to drive up onto the like
conveyor belt.
Kind of like where one of your wheels is up like on the train track is what I'm going to call it. So they like guide you in and I'm going through the car wash with Curly, my boyfriend. And I get scared every time because I'm like, what if I don't make it onto the train track or I pop my tire? And then the guy is standing there and for good reason, they're making intense eye contact with you. But I felt so stupid because I think he could sense that I was scared. I wouldn't look at him because I'm looking at the train tracks to see if my tire is going up where it needs to go. The entire thing was so uncomfortable, and now I feel so embarrassed that I can't even go back. I made it on the train track.
Well, I would hope so.
After he helped me, but
at what point? Where was he in the line of the conveyor belt? Was this pre suds or after? Like
pre? Yeah, okay. Like right at the beginning.
Because they got people all around.
No,
I mean, like even when you're getting suds up, you're like, oh my God, there's a person.
No, I'm talking first dude before they have you put it in neutral. I'm like, this guy, I feel like we just had like a relationship. He's making such intense eye contact because he wants to make sure I feel okay, but I don't feel okay because I'm scared.
See, that's kind of scary. They are all around.
They're everywhere, and I feel like they might have been silently judging me.
I would have been. Here's my thing that I freak out most about that part is I never know when to lay off the gas.
I'm saying.
Because especially even if you don't go in one with the people and you go in ones that don't have people, like the gas station ones, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it's like, it says, keep going. And then all of a sudden it's like, stop!
Put it in neutral!
Oh my God!
You're like, oh my God, I didn't even know better. Feeling like a real grown-up girl because yesterday I went flower shopping with my mom to do like my front porch, my back deck. I potted some plants and stuff, and thank God for my mom because I would have had no idea what I was doing. It's overwhelming. I've never done it before. I don't really know like what I'm looking for. And I don't feel so bad because you know what? I can respect somebody that says, hello, I have no idea what I'm doing here. We were out shopping a greenhouse and staying in line. It was super busy yesterday, obviously, Mother's Day, and it was nice out. Everybody was getting flowers. This lady is shopping next to the checkout line, and she turns around and goes, anybody here know anything about flowers? Is this thing going to bloom every year? And there was like a moment of people looking at each other, and then they look at the lady, and then they started helping her out and being like, well, what is it? Does it say annual or perennial? And she's like, well, this. Is that going to survive in a pot? And then they had a full consultation in the line. And I was like, you know what? That would be me. If I did not have my mommy here to tell me what I was doing, I would have been like, can somebody please help me? I have no idea what I'm doing. And I think she got it all figured out.
Good for her.
That's a way to do it.
For having the guts to do that and not be embarrassed, because I totally would have been embarrassed.
I would have been scared.
I just would have. Now I would ask ChatGPT what to do.
See, that's a great... I mean, you could Google it, but she did it much quicker by turning around and just being like, who can help me? I'm lost.
You guys are the experts in the line, clearly.
Next time, I'll try ChatGPT.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
There is a TikTok series that has been gaining some traction, and today it's hit Iowa. It's happening here in our great state. Nothing ever happens here, so we got to talk about it, okay? It's called 50 Dates, 50 States.
Oh.
So I want to give you a little bit of background on this, because there's a lot going on, actually. It's this guy named Matt who started this concept, 50 Dates, 50 States, during lockdown back in 2020, when we were all bored. He set a goal for himself to go on virtual dates with a girl from every single state, which, I mean, over Zoom or whatever, not too difficult to make happen. And he documented the entire thing on TikTok. People loved it. People loved seeing all of the different dates and the highlights and the lowlights and all of that. So then after COVID, like, lightened up and we were all back out in the world, he decided that he wanted to do this in person. So he was going to travel to each state, and
he's cool
documenting like the craziest dates, like zip lining, I mean, like go-karting, horseback riding, you name it. He went on a date like that. So he did that in person, and then he came back with a season two of the in-person
version. So this is technically
right now we're in season three. I'm not even to present day yet.
Oh, wow.
Virtual, okay. He didn't even count as a season. Season one.
I was going to say, technically, we're in season three.
Uh-huh. Oh, season one, he still documented it on TikTok and more just did, like, clips. Season two, he's like, I'm making this bigger. I'm going to have women apply on a website. He got 10,000 applications.
Oh, my God.
For the 50 states. So then he narrowed it down.
He must be good looking.
Oh, yeah. He's a cute guy. Cute young guy. He narrowed it down, obviously one per state, traveled around, documented it more like Bachelor style, I would say, and then was making longer videos and putting them on YouTube. So more like TV episodes, honestly. And then I didn't know this. The finale was on Good Morning America.
What?
He picked his top four favorite states and then had a finale and picked his favorite as the winner. I don't know what the winner wins, to be honest with you. I don't know if it's cash or clearly he's not staying with these girls because he keeps on making new seasons of it. So now we're on season three, where he's doing the same thing. He has a website that I went on to that people submit themselves for their state. You have to plan the date. You have to kind of explain your date idea. And they say the crazier, the better, the more out there. You do have to put all of like your social media stuff. So I looked at last year, and the girl from Iowa was from Iowa City. And she had like a lot of TikTok followers, so that kind of helped her. But he's in Iowa today. He posted yesterday. He was like, oh my gosh, my original Iowa date had to back out last minute, had some sort of like family emergency, and I need people to submit themselves for a date for tomorrow, aka today. So he's here. I've been checking his page throughout the day because I'm like, I want to know what they're doing in Iowa. You gotta represent. I hope you have a good date. Like, what are we doing? So I saw he hasn't posted anything about his date.
Is it one of our coworkers? Is the date going to be at the radio station?
No, I don't think
God,
so.
That
because
would be so cool.
The only thing that I saw is he posted from his hotel. He's like, oh my gosh, you know, like some influencers stay at these crazy 5-star hotels. And he's like, I'm hanging out at the Days Inn. And I think this is great. I could tell from the comments, again, it was getting very local. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, I'm from Iowa and you're here. People said it looks like he's in the Dubuque area.
Oh, okay.
So, unfortunately, probably not anybody from here, but if you have friends or family in Dubuque,
they're going to take the train. That or is it a train? What is that thing? The white thing that goes up and down? That
Yeah.
I don't know if it's considered a train, but I bet you they're going to
I don't know
that.
What it is. That's a great idea. I was wondering what they would do in Dubuque.
Well, for sure that. 100%. After that, isn't there an aquarium or something there? Or a zoo? No, not a zoo. The aquarium.
Oh.
Am I wrong?
The River Museum.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. They have otters.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that. I did go there. Yes. Oh my God.
Something like that. And then maybe like gas station pizza and a Busch Light.
Oh no, they got good food there. Why would you do that?
Because he's in Iowa.
Well, that's true.
If you want to give him a good date, you wanna... wrap it up with some gas station pizza and a Busch Light.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I've officially been discovered by one of our neighbors because we've moved to Marion. Just a couple weeks ago, and we're starting to meet the neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And all I ever say is, my name is Destiny, and they'll say their name is, like, Bob, right?
Right.
And none of them have really put two and two together of, like, who I am. Mm-hmm. Right? Do any of your neighbors know who you are?
No. I've never met any of my neighbors.
Oh.
There's one lady who has a dog that I wave at when they're... She's taking her dog out, and that's as far as I've gotten.
Okay. And honestly, and I've moved so many times since this show has started.
Mm-hmm.
None of my neighbors have kind of like put two and two together, really, for the most part. So this is from like the first time.
Yeah.
So the neighbor actually met neighbor man first.
Hmm.
And when I was not there, I was at work or something. She met neighbor man for the first time, and he said, we're going to... For security, like for, you know, safety reasons or whatever. He said, my name's Bob, okay? And he's like, my name's Bob and my girlfriend is Destiny. When he said that, she actually thought it could be me, but she's like, I don't. What's the likelihood? I live near the Destiny, right?
Yeah.
But she's like, that's the only Destiny I know in this, like, I know. So then she finally meets me yesterday. And as we're talking, she goes, You don't happen to work in radio, do you? And I go, No, I do.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, wait, are you Destiny and Taylor from Those Girls in the Afternoon? I go, yes, I am. She's like,
Taylor's in my back pocket.
Actually, Taylor's in the house. We just live together. She goes, oh my God. Okay, I totally thought that you were that it was you when he said that his girlfriend was Destiny. I had a feeling, but I didn't want to put two and two together. She goes, well, now I know all of your dirty secrets. I didn't put this together, Taylor. Having someone who knows who I am and knows the show and listens to the show live next door, think about this. If I were to fall off like a ladder, she could tell everyone, oh, that dummy Destiny from Those Girls in the Afternoon, she falls off ladders.
Well, I'm more concerned about the amount of times you've been like, yeah, I walk around nude and like... I don't even want to know what you're going to get exposed for
and
on Reddit.
She's the backyard neighbor. She sees everything because she's even seen it. She's like, yeah, it's so weird. I can see right inside your house.
Yep.
And I'm like, she can see everything, yep. Taylor.
I can picture the Reddit page. It's called Dirt on Destiny, written by your neighbor.
You know what? Don't go over to her house because I feel like you two should never be allowed to talk to each other.
Girl, I got all the tea for you. The funniest moments are when you've been with your partner for a couple years and then you realize, huh, I just learned something new about you.
Mm-hmm.
I have been with my boyfriend Curly for, I don't know, 2.5 years, and we live together. I feel like I know everything about this man, okay? And I know that we have pretty different music tastes. Like, I know you say that you and Neighbor Man don't really listen to the same stuff.
No.
We were running errands over the weekend, and I had my phone playing music, and I was absolutely shocked when this man... mid-conversation interrupted me and said, hang on, turn this up, it's a banger. That song, this man listens to like rap, hip-hop music, was Selena Gomez.
I think it's because of the way she hits those notes for Lose You to Love Me.
Dude, Selena Gomez, Lose You to Love Me. We are talking about the groceries we're about to buy, and he goes, babe, I'm going to need you to turn this up. I'm like, oh.
Because he wants to sing this part.
And he
was
did.
Was he singing? Yeah.
He
Come
did.
On now. You don't sing this on the top of your lungs in the car?
I do, but I was kind of shocked for him to sing along to like this girly pop breakup song. We go through a coffee drive-thru and he goes, I'm going to need you to restart it. after we get through the drive-thru because we're missing all the good parts while you're talking and taking your order and stuff. I had no idea after this time together that he was such a Selena Gomez fan.
I mean, think about it. Is there a song that, like, is like a guy song that maybe you shouldn't like and you shouldn't sing off the top of your lungs, but, like, that's a girly pop, right?
Yeah.
That maybe he shouldn't write?
What's a guy song?
I'm trying to think of what's a guy song that I'm like, should I be singing those off the top of my head? Off the top of my my lungs? I would be like any, like, hardcore rap, maybe, that I'm like, how do I know these words? But here I go.
Any of the ones I know I can't sing on the radio, unfortunately.
Well, I've got a lot of bad words in them. Taylor. I get you back into Selena Gomez. She's way more appropriate.
See, that's what I'm saying. We were talking earlier today, in a week and a day, you'll be at a Post Malone concert in Minneapolis.
Yep.
And I love, this is like you stepping out of your comfort zone, DIYing a t-shirt for the concert.
I'm stressed. But that's why I needed advice now, so I have plenty of time to fail.
Yeah, you've got some options, but I did want to share one that came on the text line today, because this is pretty good, I'm not going to lie. 8220 suggested that the front of your t-shirt says pre-Malone and has a picture of you, a current picture of you. And then on the back of the shirt, it says post-Malone with a pregnant photo of yourself. I would have to Photoshop for you, but...
Why am I pregnant?
Pre-Malone, you're not pregnant. Post-Malone.
Oh, because he gets me?
Exactly. She hates it.
No. So he gets me.
Correct. Post Malone.
Aha. Yeah. No, I like that.
Now you're making me uncomfortable.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.